This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
In keeping with our US election theme this morning, we thought it was best to chat to someone in Australia who could tell us exactly what's happening. Now we've searched high and low and finally found someone who hosts a show that has something to do with news and even has news in the title. Paul McDermott, the host of Good News Week, welcome to the Hump Day Crew.
Good morning, how are you all?
We're very, very well. Now Paul, tell us, does the US election actually interest you at all?
There's a US election on?
There is!
You've surprised me, really. When's that happening?
Oh, well, if you Google it, I think you'll find something in Wikipedia or something like that.
But it right, okay, no, I haven't done that yet. Today,
oh,
huh?
Today.
The big one. Yeah.
Yeah, they're apparently going crazy in America and lining up.
I imagine they must be. I mean, Barack Obama is quite an excellent campaigner, certainly been sort of galvanizing Americans. He seems to have the touch of the Kennedys about him in the way that America seems exuberant about the hope for change in that country. And, of course, John McCain, I'm still backing McCain for a win myself.
How much money have you put on that, by the way, Paul?
I'm not a betting man, so consequently I didn't enjoy the Melbourne Cup yesterday, and I have no money on McCain. But I am hoping if the Republicans do fail, that Sarah Palin, reinforced by the love the American people have shown her and people around the world have shown her, that she will actually run for president in 4 years. That's the big hope that I have.
Quite possibly. Well, if she doesn't work out in Parliament, what else do you reckon Sarah Palin would be good at?
Oh, she's good at everything.
True.
I mean, she's a great governor of Alaska. I think she'd be great if she came to Australia. We'd definitely give her a job down here. Ruddy would give her a job, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
How do you reckon
she's just got a good image. I think there's a wholesome image for women as well.
You reckon all women should aspire to be like Palin, you reckon?
Oh, definitely, yeah. All men as well.
So, do you reckon Barack Obama and Kevin Rudd will be as good friends as John Howard and Bush were?
I think John Howard and George Bush had a very special relationship
that
extended beyond the boundaries of the country. They seemed to get on with each other extraordinarily well, one would say dubiously. And I'm not quite sure what actually was the foundation of that friendship. It seems that it was forged in war. I don't know if that's the best basis for friendships between politicians. But hopefully Kevin Rudd and Barack Obama will have a decent relationship. Certainly Barack Obama seems like a very calm a calm man. So that'll make a bit of a change, I think, from the previous president.
For sure. Now, enough about politics and on to more interesting things like yourself, Paul McDermott. I've been doing a bit of research on you, and if my sources are correct, or Wikipedia is correct, you spend a lot of time in Adelaide and Canberra.
I did once when I was younger. I don't spend so much time there now.
So
I was born in Adelaide, raised in Canberra.
So how does someone become a comedian after living in such exciting places like Canberra and Adelaide?
Have you ever lived in Canberra or Adelaide?
I'm yet to have the pleasure.
Oh, man, you must. I think Adelaide's made for you.
Oh, really?
I think you and Adelaide would be a perfect fit, just from the sound of your voice, just off the top. Adelaide is scintillating, and once every year now it has a festival, which is one of the best festivals in Australia, so, you know, something to look forward to there. And there's the beautiful Torrens, and you get on the little flatbed Popeyes and sail down the Torrens. That's magnificent.
Well, Paul, I heard in Canberra, majority of the population is old pensioners and drunken young people. Is that true?
Oh, there's a lot of heroin use there too.
That is, I'll throw that in there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Canberra,
and
a lot of politicians, public servants, but there's a lot of diversity in Canberra. I think people are sometimes a bit scathing of Canberra. And just look at the obvious surface image of Canberra, its roundabouts and the humorous nature of its buildings, which looks like Lego blocks occasionally. But there's a wonderful subculture in Canberra that is and always will be thriving, I think, just because of the nature of the city.
Is it porn?
Sorry?
The subculture.
It's porn. That's a thriving subculture. How did you get that? Just intuitive.
Just a hunch.
Yeah, good idea.
Now, Paul, Jerry Lewis has got himself into hot water recently by saying cricket is a fags game. Did you? I'm sure you heard about that. Now,
well, I was uplifted by that comment.
You were?
Yeah. Well, but at least someone's being honest now. I've always thought it was rugby was a fags game, but no, it's cricket.
Oh, apparently. Maybe they all are.
Perhaps.
You never know.
So you think I've got hot water over that?
What was that?
They were playing it on the nightly news, and everyone was giggling about it like it was a saucy joke.
Exactly.
From a well-honed American comedian from the 50s.
Yes. Oh dear.
not like a little bit of a loose screw upstairs.
Well, you get that when you get to that age, don't you?
Well, some people do, I think. I think Jerry's had it for quite some time. It must be difficult to be one of the greatest comedians ever to stride the face of the earth and then just slowly shuffle off into your old, you know, into your dotage. A little bit senile. But I've got some good Jerry Lewis stories that if you had more time, I'd love to share them with you.
So what
I knew a fellow that worked with him once, Lee Evans, an English comedian, who was in a thing called Funny Bones, a film called Funny Bones with Jerry Lewis, and he has some of the best stories in the world.
So, Paul, what will you do when you're Jerry Lewis's age? How will you fade into nothingness?
Oh, look, hopefully I will be well faded by the time I get to that age.
You won't go out with a bang.
I won't be around at all. sitting on a little porch, overlooking an ocean, hopefully painting. That's what I'd like to be doing.
Because you like your painting and drawing.
I love
and
my painting.
Handcrafting books as well.
Handcrafting books, yeah, you got it.
And you've written some gothic children's tales.
I have. Yeah, made them into little films as well. Got awards for them. Oh, what
my
a miracle.
God. A man of many talents, aren't you?
It's extraordinary. I'm like an iceberg. You're only talking to the pointy tip.
Well, Paul, we got a bit of your creative talents on display. Actually, I have one in my hand here.
Uh-oh.
A song you wrote, Shut Up and Kiss Me, and performed with Fiona Horn.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
We're going to actually play that.
Yes, well, Paul McDermott, thank you very much for having a chat to us today on the Hump Day Crew.
Thank you very much. Love to speak to you. Have a good day.
You too.
Paul. See you.
Okay, bye.
There you go, Paul McDermott, the host of Good News Week. Of course, you can catch that every week on Channel 10.
Monday nights, 8:30.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Good news week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.